As in most labor union disputes, wages are a central bone of contention. But Christina Bray of the Wisconsin Education Association Council says teachers' opposition to a new proposal for evaluating teacher performance based largely on student test scores is one of the main reasons the 26,000 Chicago teachers went out on strike.
A test score doesn't indicate everything a student knows, and it certainly doesn't indicate an educator's performance entirely. There are more factors that go into it. That's an issue that Wisconsin's been talking about for a long time.
Bray says some school districts in Wisconsin will begin piloting a different kind of teacher evaluation program this year that considers a broad range of issues, including student involvement in activities and parental and community outreach. The new system is a product of several years of cooperation between the union and school districts, but Bray says since Wisconsin teachers lost the right to bargain such issues last year, it has less of a chance of being implemented statewide.
It's our hope that it will be fine-tuned and districts will use it, but there's nothing binding districts from using that.
The Chicago strike has created problems for parents of the 350,000 students in the district. Some schools and community centers are staying open to act as daycare centers, so parents who need somewhere to send their children while they are at work have somewhere to send them. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel says the strike is unnecessary because contract talks are ongoing. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.